Tampa Bay's TAN Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Congratulations and welcome to the Sisterhood of the Miss Tourism Pageant. MissTourismPageant.com is making a positive impact in our communities and embarking a meaningful journey of kindness and compassion. It goes beyond the glitz and glamour to focus on the essence of being kind and sharing that kindness with others. Through this pageant, we aim to inspire contestants to become an inspiration for all things good, using their platforms of ours to make a difference in lives around them. In recognizing the power of empathy and ripple effect that acts of kindness and create the leading to a brighter and more harmonious world, the MissTourismPageant.com.
Looking to cool off in the summer or turn up the heat in the winter? Then head over to Clearwater Ice Arena, Tampa Bay Skating Academy Oldsmar, or TBSA Countryside. With three locations in the Tampa Bay area, you can enjoy a wide range of hockey and figure skating activities and programs. We offer youth and adult pickup hockey and leagues, skate, shoot, freestyle, and public skating times throughout the day, so you will want to come back again and again. It's fun for the whole family. And don't forget to schedule your next birthday party or private event with us. Visit TampaBayIce.com for more information.
Hi, welcome to Clearwater Beach, Florida, and come out and enjoy yourself in a 37 private endeavor up to six people. Bring your own food, your own drinks, and we are pet friendly. $400 flat fee for 3 hours, and you have your own captain, restroom downstairs, as well as a private 28-foot pontoon boat named Sandbar. If you like to snorkel and fish, we have snorkeling equipment, fishing poles on board, and a small restroom. And pet friendly, we have chips, water, and soda on board. Come out and make it memory with your family with sunkisscharters.com. Call 727-871-7788. We'll see you around the Gulf of Mexico.
Initialize sequence now.
Join the countdown for actors, modeling, singers, songwriters, musicians, dancers, performers, and voiceovers from across the nation to across the world. Here with Dawn Reiss on Hollywood Connections on TAN Talk Radio 106.1 FM.
Hi, this is Pam Tillis, and you're listening to Hollywood Connection with Dawn.
Hi, I'm Gina Lee Nolan, and you're listening to Hollywood Connections.
Hey, everyone, I'm Cassie Skirbo with Dawn, the lovely Dawn, and you're listening and watching Hollywood Connection.
Hey, what up, you guys? It's your girl, Vivica Fox. You are watching Hollywood Connections on TAN Talk Radio with Dawn. Little foxy thing. Enjoy.
Hi, you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reiss, and I'm Kathleen Gatti from General Hospital, Dr. Liesl Obrecht.
Hello, I'm Butch Patrick, and you're listening to Dawn Reiss's TAN Talk Radio, Hollywood Connections.
John Schneider, you're listening to Dawn Reiss on Hollywood Connection.
Hey, this is Jason Thompson from The Young and the Restless. You're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reiss.
Hi, Squidward Tentacles here, reminding you about Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reiss. If you want to know about voiceovers, this is where you need to tune in. You can hear me too. Ha, ha, ha. Have a great day. Is this thing still on?
I am. Hey, this is Brittany Sarpy from Young and the Restless, and you are listening to Dawn Reiss Hollywood Connection.
Hey, this is your Olympic hero, Kurt Angle, and you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reiss. Oh, it's true. It's damn true.
Charlie Adler, and I'm shouting out, I guess that's a word, because I'll be on Hollywood Connection soon.
Welcome to Hollywood. What's your dream? Everybody comes here. This is Hollywood. Land of dreams. Some dreams come true, some don't. But keep on dreaming. This is Hollywood. Always time to dream, so keep on dreaming.
Back with Hollywood Connections. I want to thank Matt, my amazing engineer. He just juggles all my shows for me tonight, and I'm just super proud of him. And I want to thank Cameron over at the Dunedin International Film Festival. I had an amazing time last week, and Bill Epcar, I want to thank you. When my microphone didn't work, you were there to save the day, and you became the cameraman, and you captured the amazing interviews for me. I actually had the chance to meet Martin Cove from Karate Kid and Cobra Kai, and we're going to play his interview in a minute. Also, I want to thank Shannon Smith. She has been from HSN. She's been on there 28 years. I got her interview. And then while I'm on break, I'll be selling some things on TikTok Shop. If you go to Dawn Reiss Show on TikTok, I got some amazing products that I have been selling, and they're selling, and I'll tell you more soon. But let's kick it off with some of my interviews from the Dunedin International Film Festival on Sunday. It's super cool. I had so much fun, and I hope you enjoy these interviews. And at 8:30, I have Captain Tom with Sunkiss Charters that will be in the studio. We'll be right back.
3, 2, 1.
I'm here with the amazing Cameron, the founder, director, everything of the Dunedin International Film Festival. She looks amazing. And also, this is like Barbie themed tonight. And tell us about the Dunedin Film Festival, why we're so excited to be here, and why you're about to go inside.
We're about to go inside to present some awards to our best film of the year and celebrate two movies that were produced, filmed and produced here in Dunedin. One of them is Radar, The Adventures of the Bionic Dog, and A Taste of Love. It's a Hallmark movie that premieres on the Hallmark Channel on February 19th at 8/7 Central. We have Martin Cove here this evening, Susan Gallagher, Jesse Cove. We also have the child actors from Radar, Caroline Abrams, and Ezra. So we're going to celebrate all the films that have been made here. But more than that, we're going to celebrate a couple international films as well.
So next year as well, how can they enter their films and where can they go to?
You can submit your film through Film Freeway / DIFF Festival, DIFFESTIVAL, or find us on social media at DIFF Festival.
I want to thank you from the heart. I've been here the last couple of years. Today, I've had the most fun of all.
Did you get good interviews today?
Amazing.
Okay, good.
And I can't wait to share it with the Dunedin Film Festival.
Okay, wonderful.
Thank you, Cameron.
Thank you.
And we're back, and that was Cameron, the amazing Cameron, and it was a Barbie theme, which was super cute. So let's go to the next interview, Matt. We'll be right back.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
So I have to save the best for the last. I think they're all amazing, and I want to thank Cameron here at the Dunedin International Film Festival.
And they're rolling.
Let me introduce you, and you are?
Hi, I'm Susan Gallagher.
And tell everybody what you do, Susan.
Well, I play Patty Ryder in the Hallmark movie A Taste of Love. I play Martin Cove's wife, Erin Cahill's mother. And Jesse Cove plays her love interest, Martin's son. And it's coming out on Hallmark Channel on President's Day, February 19th, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And so we're just here at the Dunedin International Film Festival having a great time, walking the red carpet and meeting lots of nice people, and just looking forward to the awards banquet tonight and just having a great
time. The show coming out again?
February 19th.
On President's Day.
On President's Day.
On President's Day. What's your name again? I'm so glad to see you because I'm the leader of the free world. I feel your pain. I feel your pain.
Watch A Taste of Love and feel better on President's Day, right?
So, what are the other acting
abilities
that you've done in the past?
Well, right now I've got a movie out on VOD starring Pierce Brosnan and the late, great James Caan. So I'm real proud of that. It's called Fast Charlie. And then another movie, it's kind of a Christmas movie, but you could watch it year-round, called Mary Good Enough. And that stars Sawyer Spielberg, Stephen Sun, and his wife Ray, and I play Ray's mother. And it's a dark comedy with heart, and just really proud to be part of both of those projects.
That's amazing, because here in Florida, when it gets hot and humid, we put Christmas movies on.
Exactly, we do. We can watch Christmas movies year-round, especially on Hallmark.
And what is your social media that you can find you at?
On Instagram, it's I Am Susan Gallagher, and Facebook is Susan Gallagher Official.
It's amazing to have you here, and what an honor to meet you, and good luck with all the things that God has opened up doors for you.
Oh, thank you so much. It's great to be here. Thank you.
All right, bye. And we're back. That was Susan Gallagher, and she is an amazing actress, and she was in town, and it was such a pleasure to meet her. And I'm going to go to the next couple interviews that I sent over to Matt, the first ones, and enjoy these interviews. I just enjoyed meeting Martin Cove and everybody that was there. Super cool, and I'll be back. Let's go to the next ones.
Hold on. Hi, me and Bill are at the Dunedin International Film Festival here at the Fenway Hotel in Dunedin. We're going to be bringing you some interviews, and it's a Barbie theme.
Barbie.
That
was a cool movie.
Yeah. Hi, me and Bill are at
the 3, 2, 1, here we go.
Hi, and guess what? I'm here, and I'm so excited because this is the finale of my interviews, and introduce yourself to the world because you know who he is.
Hi, I'm Martin Cove.
Yes.
Hi, I'm Susan Gallagher.
Hi, Susan. Nice to meet you. You look amazing. So, what do you think of the Dunedin Film Festival this year?
Well, I really adore this town. I mean, the only reason I came back was because I had such a wonderful time. The two of us had such a wonderful time shooting this movie. And we stayed here, at the Fenway, and I'm in the same room I was in.
Oh my gosh.
You know, and I just love it. You know, the people are so nice and professional. And we made a really good movie on, you know, February 19th on Hallmark. So it's always fun to come back, you know. I don't know if I can come back to places where I shot Rambo because there's warrants for our arrest, you know.
But, let me ask you, where are you from?
Oh, I'm sorry, me. Oh, I thought you asked.
No, both of you.
Originally, I'm from New York, and I live in Los Angeles, and I live in Nashville now.
Nashville. Well, I'd like to introduce you to my producer, Bill. But we have a private sailing charter here, and I'd like to give you my card, and we'll comp you out on it.
I'm here vegetating till Friday. I would love to do that.
Yes. Ronnie, what's his name?
And Cameron, hopefully you can get
me. Well, tell him who you interviewed him. The guy from Happy Days on there.
Oh, what? Yeah, Henry Winkler. I mean, Johnny Most was on there.
Henry's an old friend.
Oh, is it?
Henry beat me up with balsam wood 2x4s.
What?
In a movie a year before we came to California, 1973. Never forget it. Balsam wood 2x4s in a movie called Crazy Joe about Joe Gallo.
Oh, wow.
And Henry had a mustache, and we're in an alley in Astoria, New York. I'll never forget it. And then I bumped into him in the same complex I moved into. Henry moved in.
Oh,
and
God.
We've been friends, you know, forever.
Well, Donnie was in town. I met him years ago, and he called me up and he goes, I'll do the interview on your boat. Because the next time you're taking me out, yes, Donnie Most. So,
I have a question. Who do you think is the new Audie Murphy of the 21st century? How about that question, huh?
Well, you know, I mean, of the 21st century. But Audie Murphy, you know, was a different kind of hero.
Yeah, yeah.
Right now I'm doing a comic book about called The Prodigal Son. And I'm doing it because the kids have no heroes these days.
Right.
So to say who's Audie Murphy today, who fought in World War II, who did so many heroic things, personally, as far as I'm concerned, no one. You know, and that's what we need today is some heroes. And that's why this little comic book is turning into a series after Cobra Kai will be so valuable, because it's about an ancient gunfighter myself and a 12-year-old kid, and they share their moral values and heroics together. And that's what we need. There is no Audie Murphy. I wish there was an Audie Murphy today. You know?
All right, there she is.
Or John Bassalone. You know, John Bassalone, the hero of Guadalcanal and Iwo Jima, you know?
So here's our sailboat. I'd love to take you both out. Maybe I'll talk to Captain. We can sneak away. Anytime. It's a 37-foot Endeavor out in the
right down there at the Clearwater Marina.
And,
there. You know where the pirate ship is in downtown Clearwater?
Have film directors.
Yeah, well, you.
That's where it is.
He's going to be here all week, so he may very well want to do that. Hopefully
this is lovely.
Yes, that's my direct number.
Week. Oh, right, that'd be great.
Yeah, I'm here. I am going to call you because I don't have anything to do. I'm just hanging out.
Because I'm going to turn this off and then I have to ask him about an update.
Get
ready?
He's trying to move. Wait.
3, 2, 1.
Okay, so there's a reason why I came here tonight. And it's to meet these two ladies, honest to God. I mean, with all the people here, which is phenomenal, and all these directors and producers, introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Deb Murray. Nice to meet you.
And you have a long line of selling at HSN. Can you give us a little...
I started in 1998 as a food stylist behind the scenes at HSN, and then I started working for Suzanne Summers and Wolfgang Puck behind the scenes, and I did a year very, very well. Yes, I was her personal food stylist for 13 years. She was probably the kindest, I can't, it's really hard to even talk about her, but she was actually one of the kindest human beings I've ever met in my life, and it was very, very sad to lose her on her birthday. It was horrible. I don't even know how Alan's
she
doing.
Was brought up she in our lovely. Era. We That's yeah. our Suzanne Summers that we love watching. And I used to buy the ponchos.
She had such
ponchos.
Great clothes. Yes. Yeah, clothes, her jewelry, her weight loss program. I worked on her cookbooks with her. I've been to her home in Palm Springs. I've been to her home in Malibu. But she's lovely, absolutely lovely. And I worked for Wolfgang for 13 years. I've worked with Paula Deen. I've worked for a lot of famous people. I've been very fortunate, but I didn't work for them because they were famous. I worked for them because, you know, they were really lovely human beings. It was a great experience.
That's amazing. You see, I want to do more of an in-depth interview with you and her on the air. If you're available, we'll make it happen and just kind of talk about memories and fun things.
Yeah.
You know, I used to work for the late James Brown.
I
wrote for his Truth magazine, and nobody was like, what? And that opened the door in my era back in the day.
Right,
for the Grammys and everything. But for having you here and all that you've done, I want to thank you, because for me, this is my love of what I love hearing to do. And when you hear it, I feel like it's just like God for bringing me to the Dunedin Film Festival, and Cameron.
Yes. Thank you. It was so lovely you. Meeting you. You're so sweet, and I hope we get to work together sometime at HSN.
You never know.
You never know. It's a small world. Very you're lovely. Small. Thank you.
Hi, Bill.
Bring it on yourself. Before, I met her Feather Sound a while back.
Shannon Smith.
Shannon Smith from Home Shopping Network.
Oh, that's right, Miss Shannon Smith.
Don Reese, Hollywood Connection. Yeah. You got to get her on your show.
Yes.
So you know Forbes Riley.
I do.
Here, you get in there. Let me hold it.
You get in there.
I need it for Shannon.
Oh, perfect. Oh, my God.
So I have a funny story. I mean, I'd love to get you on my radio show.
Oh, no.
I'm down the road. I'm on 3FM 3AM.
Oh, wow. I would love that.
That would be amazing.
Oh, my God.
What are you doing Thursday?
Well, right now I'm working with Deb, and I am okay. You know what? Let me give you my phone, and then we'll figure it out.
We'll figure it out.
Sounds good. All right.
So, anyways, the funny story was I watched Joy Mangano.
Oh my God!
I loved her movie, right?
Yeah.
So I had watched it over and over. Now I watch what happens. So I get a call from my agent, and then I found out there's a lady that wanted me to come and test this mop. Watch what you watch. I'm not kidding you. So, of course, I had to go to HSN and then learn how to do that with the earpiece. You are amazing. And Dawn, follow camera one while you're still talking. Follow camera two while you're still talking.
We hear voices in our head all the time.
Exactly.
Oh, my God.
We're used to it.
So, I guess the mop didn't take off, but I watched that movie over and over, and I became, you know, trying to get on with this new company. But anyways, I just want to thank you for watching, and she is a host. And I'd like to know, how did you start out as a host?
Well, do you know what? Long and varied. I started in radio.
Did you?
I did.
She has a radio voice.
And I actually worked for the Minnesota Film Board.
Interesting. Wow.
So, you know what? I might, you never know. Where, you know, what's old is new again. I might end up back in film. Who knows?
Yeah.
You never know.
Who was the most popular person at Home Shopping? Was it Serena Williams? Because I heard that she had a lot of buzzes there.
She did. Serena was huge. Yes. Keith Urban. Lionel Richie.
Oh, we did the Keith Urban.
I had a gentleman. What was his name?
What was that guy's name?
It was a while ago. But I helped cast for all the
infomercial for the guitar.
And oh, Joy.
Yes.
So he would call me up and say, "Dawn, who do you know?" Because on my radio show called Hollywood Connections, I was helping people get on.
Yeah.
What was his name?
I don't know. Well, anyways, does she have a website? If she's selling any product, do you need to push or anything?
Do you know what? Not yet. To be continued. Yeah, Joy is doing her own like clean boss thing now. So I mean,
you know what I do? I love TikTok Shop.
Oh yes.
Yeah, so
oh my
you
God.
Can sell your own products now in TikTok Shop, and so I'm putting, you know, the eye masks and the the magnesium spray. There's so many products. So now I'm selling them on the radio because they can go to my link and buy it.
Well, that's how it just
is. You know what we need? We need to create a special sash for her. Miss TV Woman or something.
Yes, there you go.
I gave Forbes Riley a title, and it's a Queen of Pitch.
And she uses that on LinkedIn.
I know.
Oh, that's hilarious.
But she has a crowd and everything. That was a couple of years ago. Hi, Forbes.
See, exactly. Hi. You know?
Right.
If you substituted a different consonant, you'd have a whole different sash.
Exactly. It is a pleasure to meet you. Your social media, they can follow
Shannon Smith on TV.
There you go.
Thank
how long have you been on HSN?
28 years, but you know what?
Wow.
Bold new adventures to come.
So let me ask you a quick question.
One.
Because you are my favorite interview, because this is like, to me, it's like, wow. So what is the funniest thing that ever happened to you, like on Live, you were live?
Do you remember Billy Mays, the infomercial king? When Billy Mays and Wolfgang Puck ended in a hot tub live on television, where Wolfgang Puck took off his top.
Oh.
There you go.
Oh,
you have it right there.
Topless TV.
There you go.
We're going to see when she can come on the air with us and do an hour special with her, and maybe teach some of you out there how to, you know, do something fun that you want to do in your life, right?
You never know what happens.
That's right. We'll see you back. Dunedin Film Festival. Bye.
Okay, that was one of my favorite interviews, and we have 5 minutes before Captain Thomas here, but I do, I want to tell everybody, I am live on TikTok, and I want to shout out to Sun and Light and Soul. She's amazing here, and we're on 3FM 3AM. Also, Corey and Masturbating, he actually, all of them are sending me gifts there on TikTok, so you get shout outs live on the radio. And I'm going to tell you real quick, if you heard that, Shannon Smith from HSN. Well, I watched the movie Joy, and I loved it with the Jennifer Lawrence, and I watch it like every month. And oh my gosh. So anyways, so I got this call and I said, send in a video. And I used to help cast for Keith Urban and Randy Jackson. We got the guitars. So this woman says, Dawn, I want you to sell something. So I'm selling like crazy, you know, like, and she's laughing. She goes, Dawn, you got the job. So I end up, she said, you need to go to HSN and train. Guess what I'm training with? A mop. The same movie that I watched that she sold millions of mops. And I said, watch what you watch on TV because it can come true. And here I am at HSN. And I told Shannon, I said, you know, you put the earpiece in, you got the cameraman telling you, oh, go to camera 3, go to camera 2. And then you're still talking and you have to listen to them in your ear as well as doing the mop what they're telling you to do. But I thought that was a funny story with Shannon Smith. And I'm going to get her here at the station. And I'm so excited with her and Deb Murray. And Deb Murray was a very close friend with Suzanne Summers and was at her house. She works with all the stars. And these two ladies were just, I think that was the highlight of my night with also Martin Cove that was there and Cameron for letting me have that opportunity. And I just real quick, I have a few more minutes before I am done. I am live on the air and I want to tell you, I'm wearing this beautiful soft white sweater with pearls and I have it pinned on TikTok where you can buy it. You know, I saw it on Amazon for like $35. It was on my wish list. When I saw it on TikTok shop, I was like, oh my God, that's my sweater. Even at work today, people were coming up to me trying to touch my sweater. And they're like, oh, this is so soft. And I went, I know. And they're like, that's my kind of sweater. I'm sending them the link from TikTok. And the blue one's just as gorgeous, by the way. And so while I'm live, I'm going to be pinning some people that are watching. And let's get right to it. I'm here with Captain Tom with SunKissCharters.com. Everyone say hello. Hello from TikTok land to Captain Tom.
Good evening, everybody.
Good evening. Thank you for coming to the show.
Last minute, but I got here.
You did. So we are ready for spring break, and we're going to talk about what we're doing and what's coming on board. And take it away, Captain Tom.
Well, first of all, we're doing a lot. You know, I don't know if you've listened before. If you haven't, we have a pontoon charter, and we have a sailboat charter, and we are bringing in a 42-foot Regal, which is a gorgeous yacht. And that's it. We're adding that to the fleet very soon.
Right.
You know, one of the things I'm doing and what we want to do is we show people what we do for fun, what we do for, you know, what we enjoy with our families. Like a good example is Willie Nelson's going to be at Coachman Saturday.
Ooh.
And family. So I would like to go see him. You know, we're going to take the boat. We pull it right up to the dock. Now, if you have tickets, you can book a charter on something like that where you don't have to fight traffic. You don't have. You can have your own beer and your own food on the boat. You can go back and forth out of the concert. There's a long list of people coming. I mean, to Coachman, and you can always hire the boat to take you there.
Right.
Like I said, Willie Nelson is February 10th. You have Joe Buscema coming March 16th. You have March 23rd, Air Supply. April 5th, Alabama. April 28th, Bad Religion and Social Distortion. Like I said, September 26th, you have Jewel and Melissa Etheridge coming.
And so, you can hear the concert right on the boat and have your own party.
Right. But if you have tickets, you can go in and out, and you know, you don't have to pay the price for a beer because you brought your own.
Oh, good idea, Captain Tom.
Hang out on the boat. You know, that's the kind of thing that we do with our family, and if we don't book a charter for it, I'm taking my family and we're going.
I'm going.
Yeah. I know Rick wants to go.
Yes.
So. And then the sailboat. Guys, we still have openings for Valentine's Day.
Yes, we do.
You know, I can't think of anything more romantic than to book a trip into the sunset on Valentine's Day.
Yes.
You know, I mean, we put the beanbag on the front of the boat. You can sit up there. You can listen to your own playlist. I mean,
the speaker system's amazing. Tell us about the speaker system that you put in there.
We have 800 watts of jail audio. And then we actually have speakers on the mast. On that boat too, which are the high-end speakers,
right.
But you, like I said, you can Bluetooth it. You can play whatever you want. It's very loud. I'll even let you control the volume. The way we work is I do a lot of captain for hire work where I drive other people's boats, and that's the way we design this business. It's like it's your boat. The boats don't say charter. We have banners that we put up when we're not on them, but they don't say charter because we don't want people to know it's not your boat.
Right.
That's the way we treat you while you're on the boat. If you don't want to get up and you're comfortable sitting down, you know, on the sailboat, I have a crew member that'll go get whatever you want and bring it to you, you know, food, whatever. You can go to, you can have your own food brought. You can go get a catering tray from Publix and bring it down to the boat, and, you know, a bottle of wine, bottle of champagne. You can smoke a cigar on the deck. You can't do it down below, but you can do it on deck. You know, if you smoke cigarettes, you're allowed to on deck.
You can't do that on any other boat.
Oh, no, you can't.
Right.
And, you know, like when I do cap for hire work, I'm driving somebody's boat so they can hang out with their friends. You know, if you want to take, instead of, you know, just you and one person, heck, split the cost. Take, you know, have three couples total.
Right.
And, you know, everybody can have a romantic fun night. And like I said, you could bring your own alcohol. You can, you know, we really try to just spoil you guys rotten while you're out there. You know, that's our job. That's, you know, people, I have people joke when I sail by them all the time on their boats. Oh, look, it's Captain Steubing. You know, hey, you know, really, it's, I dress like this
right.
as part of the ambiance of you being on your own yacht.
And you're a real captain because you went to captain school.
Oh, yeah.
And you
yeah.
were born to be a captain.
Yeah, I'm actually upping my tonnage, too, coming in at the end of February. So, you know, that's just so we can have more people on bigger boats.
I agree.
So.
You know, the pontoon boat is also amazing when you're in the water in the summertime, and I'm in the water. My kids and everybody, they're like, are you coming on board to eat something? I'm like, no, just throw me food. Just throw it to me.
Even if you just go island hopping, and, you know, I have spots that are normally pretty good with dolphins. I mean, I don't have a dolphin under remote control. I've tried.
Right.
You know, if you want to just go see dolphins, there's spots that I know that you see a lot of dolphins.
Oh,
if you
he
want
knows
to fish,
the spots, yep.
If you want to fish, we are probably the cheapest way to go fishing on the intercoastal. We'll take you out on the pontoon, and, you know, you don't even have to have a license. I have a commercial license that covers you under my license.
Right.
So,
that's what's really nice, because people always ask me all the time, hey, do I need to go get my fishing license? They don't have to.
Yeah, we have rods and reels on board. We'll even pick up your bait for you if you want. I mean,
and it's
an
extra $15 because it's live.
Yeah.
But you do not cut up the fish.
No, I don't cut the fish for them. It's not. I'll
so
drive the boat
go?
For them. I'll even bait the hook for them most of the time. You know, I've had, you know how many people I've had that don't know how to do cast a rod? That
Seriously?
I've had to teach how to cast a rod? And they did it. They all caught fish, too.
Wow.
You know, but they didn't know how to cast a rod. You know, I just find that funny. But, you know, it is what it is. You know, there's people who didn't grow up that way and always wanted to try it.
Yeah, well, I remember that little boy from Wisconsin that kept saying, Captain Tom, Captain Tom, can you help me fish? Captain Tom, Captain Tom.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. He's a cute kid.
Yeah. And so that's really cool. And and also with the pontoon boat, you know, we have, you can go to an island and cook out, right?
Yeah, I mean, I'll even bring firewood for you if you want. I'll take you up to the island. We pull the boat right where the pontoons are on the shore. The ladder drops down. You know, most of the time, unless it's low tide, I have a hard time getting in. Because some of those places, you might have to wear some water socks to take a couple of steps. But otherwise, I could pull the boat right up on the sand, drop the ladder. You can get off the boat. You know, I'll light the fire for you. I'll get it going.
Right. Now, people ask me all the time, can I see dolphins? Can I see manatees? Can you explain that?
Well, you know, like I said, I don't have a remote for them.
Right.
You know, but like the last trip we had, they didn't see any dolphins that day, but they did see a sea turtle came right up next to the boat. So
oh,
that
really?
Was kind of cool. Yeah. We've seen, you know, manta rays jump out of the water.
I've seen that. Yep.
Yeah. We've seen all kinds of stuff. You know, the only thing I really haven't seen is sharks out there.
Right.
You know, and I've been on this water for 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I've caught a couple of baby hammerheads, but I've never had sharp problems with sharks. I've never seen sharks. I swim in, we take the boat out, and I'll jump off the boat. I'm not worried about them because I've never seen them there in the first place.
Right. Well, another question that came in, somebody's asking, do you know what season it is for fish, and what are they catching? You know, I did talk to one of my other friends that's a fishing, and he said snapper, was it? And redfish and grouper.
Yeah, and you can catch trout and stuff like that, too, I believe so.
Right.
And I have a great little island for trout. That we can pull a boat up to, and I mean, big trout that
right.
are nice. Matter of fact, we go camping on those islands a lot, and in the morning there's a little bay there, and little bay in the morning about 6:30, 7 o'clock, just sunrise, the dolphins are swimming in that bay in a circle.
Yeah, Tommy actually, and Captain Tom and his family actually. Somebody's asking how many cabins. It's a 37-foot endeavor, and we have What else do we have?
There's two cabins on that. Cabins, like sleeping berths. You want to call them more than a cabin on that. But then you have a whole front section, the V section, that'll turn into a big bed. On the Regal, when it comes, we actually have, there's a lot more on that, but we can put more people on that, too. There's two king beds on that thing.
I want to tell you, that boat is gorgeous. When will that be done? Because I know people are asking. And while I pinned you actually on TikTok, please follow each other while you're pinned, and I'm going to randomly pick another one. but in the meantime, I know Captain Burt was talking about taking the Regal over to, like, Caladici and doing an Airbnb with it, and it's beautiful boat.
The thing is, here's the thing with the Airbnb in Caladici. The Clearwater Ferry has an exclusive for that, okay? Mm-hmm. And we've actually worked out a deal. We just got to get our paperwork in for them and stuff. But when we do bring the Regal out, it's very possible that we'd be able to do it right at the marina there. But it's going to be up to the Caladici Ferry on that for sure. But they have agreed to work with us.
Right.
So I believe
they can still charter it overnight, right? Right now, if they wanted to go to the island?
Oh, yeah, we can take it, and we can anchor near an island, and we'll leave you a little dinghy, you know, kind of thing possible. You know, we're willing to work like it's your boat. You know, I mean, that's what we've told people before.
Right.
You know, another thing we'll do is, like you were talking about earlier, where I go camping on the islands, we can actually work it where we go up. We put you on the island. You'll have a little dinghy with a 3.5 horsepower motor on it that if you want to go fishing or something, you can. Mm-hmm. But we'll take you over there on the pontoon. We'll get everything set up for you. You can have a very romantic or very fun time, you know, having a bonfire, doing a cookout on an island. There's nobody else on the island but you guys.
Right.
And, you know,
It is so romantic. I haven't done that yet. You know, I know you have done it many times.
A lot of times we'll get a sitter for the kids, the younger ones, and then we'll take a Duraflame log and a blanket and a Bluetooth speaker, and we'll just go and we'll lay out there till 2 or 3 in the morning,
and
we'll
just
drive back.
And just with the bonfire going on, I think that's so romantic. Yeah.
I mean, it is. And like I said, Valentine's Day is coming up, guys. This is all options and stuff that you guys can do.
Yes, go to sunkisscharters.com. Please also go to TikTok. I need like 1,000 followers on that one. I have more than enough, and they're following each other on my Dawn Reese show. But please go and add us so we can go live and show you the islands on the Sunkiss Charters on TikTok.
Yeah, I mean, you know, every trip, and I'll tell you, I've been doing this now for like 3 years doing this.
Right.
It's not work. It's fun. You know, I usually run late, by the way, when you book a trip, because I'm having as much fun as you guys are out there.
Oh, yeah. You would just shine when you're out there. You're just amazing, you know, being a captain, and God has blessed you with so much with that. And we talk about God blessing you. We want to shout out to Pastor Joe at beaminghope.org. If you're looking for a good church, you want to tell us about that church, Tommy, how amazing it is?
Well, you know, Pastor Joe is, he's my favorite pastor. And, you know, everything that man has prayed for me for has come to pass. Absolutely everything. You know, if I don't go to church, he's calling me on the phone going, hey, why you haven't been to church? You know, he's a good pastor, a good guy.
You know,
they have a big food ministry, too.
Yes, they help feed the people. And I'll tell you, there are miracles happening in that church. I know we were going to another church around the corner from us. But, you know, I can't really call that pastor. And I can't, you know, Pastor Joe's the only one I can call and pray with. I say, hey, I need prayer with something. He's there for you. And it's amazing. So I just wanted to pop that in there about, you know, miracles are happening in your life and with that church as well.
Well, you know, I actually have tried doing an experiment with that a little bit.
What?
Where I haven't gone to church for a little while.
Right.
And we're not getting any charters. Things aren't going as well.
Yep.
But then I go to church that Sunday and boom, we're booked and we're busy. And I sit back and I go, okay, I get the point.
Yeah.
You know, go to church.
Go to church.
Yeah, I mean, and then I do got to throw a shout out to on the opposite side of the world. there is a chance for you guys to win a free trip with us.
Oh, yes, let's talk about that.
And that is with a place in Clearwater Beach, which is right as we walk out of the parking lot for the boat. It's right there. It's called Rock House Live. Okay, mm-hmm. It's in Clearwater Beach. The GM is Kevin. He's a great guy, and they treat us like family.
I gotta really get Kevin over to do a commercial. We gotta start running that.
Yeah, well, you know what they have is they have a karaoke nights there. Okay, they have great bands. Matter of fact, this weekend they have the Folkum, which are incredibly great. It's a family, and they're some of the best musicians I've ever seen, and vocals are amazing.
Are they local?
Yeah, they're local. They're actually pretty much their house band now.
Okay.
But they also have karaoke night there, and karaoke night the way we work it is it's over a two-month period that whoever goes down for karaoke and sings the most gets a free trip from us. And then they have a chance to come and sing on the radio.
That's right. So we got to get those other people on the radio that won last time, if they're local.
Yeah, just waiting for them to call us. So.
Gotcha. That's super cool. Yeah, shout out to the Rock House. And they're open till like 3 a.m. in the morning.
I'm not sure how long they're open. That's they do have great grilled tacos and grilled nachos and grouper nachos and stuff.
Oh, they do?
Oh, yeah. They're good.
Oh, what's your favorite over there?
I like the grilled versus the breaded.
Okay.
They also make a great Cuban, so I'd probably say the Cuban's probably my best over there, yeah.
Okay, got to head over there. I have to shout out, because tomorrow is my husband's birthday, and it's his birthday boy night, and tomorrow, so I know we're going out to dinner, and it's exciting, you know, another year older, Bert. That's for you, honey. Just happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to my husband.
And what level of age is he at now? I call it levels.
He's over the 55 speed limit.
Over the 55 speed limit.
I mean, he's over it.
Yeah, I call it levels. You know, people say, how old are you? I'm not old. I'm at level 57.
Well, I also want to give a shout out to Megan. My work has sent me over to the Dolly Museum. I've never been there. Have you been there?
No, I have not.
Are you very eccentric?
My kids all have, but...
Oh.
Oh, I've studied his work. It's amazing.
Oh, somebody's saying I bought her stuff. That's super cool. I'm selling sweaters. I have a new job now. Okay. TikTok shop host. And these are super soft and super cuddly. And my dog jumped in my arms last night, and he would not leave Sandy Beach.
My dog does that every night.
But this is a super little nice sweater.
My dog, if I try to cuddle Lena, my wife... If right. I put my arm over, the dog will get right between us.
Oh, my God. That is so cool. But the Dolly Museum, that guy is very eccentric, I'll tell you. But it was very interesting to see his artwork from all over, from Spain and how he started. And I did find a little tidbit that he had married this woman that left her husband and the child, and he married. Never had kids, Dolly.
Yeah, well, I will say this. He did see the world in a different way.
Yes, he did. He worked with Albert Hitchcock as well for a lot of things, you know, and that was kind of interesting. So a little commercial break right there, and we have about another 15 minutes or 12 minutes. So, Captain Tom, so tell us about the Regal. Can they cook on it? Is there a kitchen?
Well, it's a full kitchen, refrigerator, freezer. It's got an ice maker, it has a full enclosure on the back, too, so... But, you know, like if we do Calidisi, and guys, if you can get a chance to go to Calidisi and you haven't, you know, the ferry's a great trip for you to do. It's actually a gorgeous marina. It looks like Margaritaville. You go in through these winding mangroves and it just opens up. And there's a restaurant there. You can get burgers and fries, or you can bring your own stuff and grill.
Especially Calidisi. They have the walking pass. My husband and I, we love to take our dogs, and they walk around the pass. I mean, it's a whole island experience. It's really beautiful.
You know, there's a story that you can read while you're there. It's about a little girl who used to live on that island with her father. And she used to row a boat from Calidisi to Northward every day to go to school.
Row her boat, motor?
Row a boat from Calidisi Island to Northward Elementary, which is closed now, but it's the building's still there. And
how long did it take her?
I don't know, but I can't get my kids to walk to the bus without driving them.
Oh my God! Can you imagine? Are you serious?
I have to drive them every morning to the bus stop.
Can I tell everybody something? When they kind of cut my hours at work before Christmas, I was like, oh my God, what am I going to do? So I started driving for Lyft. Thank you, Patty. And then I started driving for Uber. And there was this kid that I picked up the other day. And it was so funny because I just do a little bit. And it said two minutes away. And I looked at him and I went, he was, you know, he was not a kid, but he was, you know, a little older. And I said, you know, when I was your age, I rode my bike. I rode my bike. No, and these kids don't want to leave school. They don't. They want to take the bus. They Uber home.
I asked my kids if they want a bike for Christmas this year, and they both said no. They don't want a bike. They do have hoverboards and scooters, but they don't want a bike.
No, no. Everybody just wants the quick ride over there. That's super cool.
So I heard about somebody. This thing is happening now where people are taking Ubers to go get these Chiro things. It's like a spicy chip kind of thing.
Really?
I forgot the name of it exactly, but yeah, it was on. They were talking about it where kids are hiring drivers to take them to the 7-Eleven to go get them these.
Oh my gosh. Pepper things. That's like my grandson calling me, "Hey Gigi, can you send me Uber Eats tonight?" I'm like, "No."
Yeah.
Oh, so it's exciting. You know, a lot of fun things that are happening coming around the corner. We've got the Sand Festival coming up, and the concerts that Captain Tom was talking about, that Willie Nelson will be here this weekend.
Yeah, I mean, really, that is so much fun to do. And you know, a lot of times you'll get other boats that are just parked out there and stuff too, but. And we've done it where we're not at a dock, but they do have a first-come, first-served dock that we can go to. It's just really cool, especially if you have tickets. Like I said, you go and party at the thing, then I need a break. I'm going to go back and get a beer. And you go back to the boat and grab a beer or bottle of scotch.
I know. I've got to work on media over there. I've got to get the media. I haven't done that for a while. I know the Jazz Festival was great because who was it? Oh, who were we watching? We were on the boat. Remember, and we were playing their music, and they walked out from the concert. The Doobie Brothers.
Yeah, the Doobie Brothers.
Yeah, too. And they kind of waved at us because their concert was over, and we were playing the Doobie Brothers really loud on the speakers.
Yeah, well, like I said, those are big cone speakers that are up on the mast, you know.
That was really cool.
Yeah, I mean, we went and saw, my wife and I took the pontoon, and we went and watched the Beach Boys.
I have to say, I told my husband, I said, that was so beautiful. You take your wife and you're just holding her and dancing with her on the pontoon boat. And I said, okay, they have one up on us, Bird.
That was the song Surfer Girl. It's a dancing song.
But still, it's so beautiful to do that. I got to get my husband to dance. He goes, I'll do the fishing dance. I said, well, do it on the pontoon boat.
You know, there are some really good concerts coming up that I'm excited to go watch. You know, but... Like I said, you know, if you want to go, if you have tickets, you know, you can even do it for Willie Nelson. I mean, like I said, if we book that trip, I'd do that trip.
Right.
That if you have tickets and you don't want to fight the traffic and you want to have a place to get away from the concert if you want for a minute and you can go back and forth, you know, really the boat's the best way to do it.
Oh my gosh, I'll tell you, people are raving. If you go to Google and you can check out our reviews, we're 5 stars up there.
Yeah, we never had anything less than 5 stars.
Yeah, and it's so great that people are also calling me. I'm like, where did you hear from us? Oh, from Google, I'm doing research. And Clearwater Beach Trips and Tips, I want to thank Jasmine because we've had a lot of trips. Add them to Facebook. I'm always up there promoting it.
You know what's really cool? Because, I mean, we've had celebrities, we've had doctors, lawyers, plumbers, it doesn't matter. But every trip we've ever done, it's never, ever been snooty. It's always been just hanging out with new friends.
Right.
And I said to somebody on the last trip we had, I was talking about the boat, and he goes, and the guy looked at me, he says, you know, the reason this is going to work is your personality. He said, your personality is so awesome. You just want people want to just hang out with you. You know, I don't know if that's true or not. You know, I'm not perfect.
My mom used to say that. Our mom used to say, you know, people will like you because, well, we're from Wisconsin and we're real. But you have a good personality, you have a good heart, you got a positive attitude. You're going to emanate that out there. And with the Spirit of God in you, it's still going to emanate even more.
Yeah, and I really want to show people how we live.
Right.
You know, I mean...
People from all over, they say, they come to me, because I'm also a concierge, and they go, oh, have you been to the beach? I'm like, oh, it's been a while. We live 20 minutes away from the beach. And they're like, are you serious? This is paradise. I'd be there every day.
Yeah, I mean, like, even like when I take the pontoon and I take my own kids when we go snorkeling and shelling and stuff like that, and they find king conch and starfish and sand dollars and, you know, just all kinds of stuff, sea urchins. But I take the customers to the same spot I take my kids because it's the best spot to go.
Right.
The water's the clearest there. You know, it is the clear water in Clearwater, you know. But, you know, we do that.
Like, well, somebody was asking also, how far do you go out on the sailboat in the Gulf of Mexico?
Well, it depends how long they want to go for, number one.
Right. So let me give the price. It's $400 for 3 hours. And it is such an amazing time when the sails go up. And it's so beautiful. And then the pontoon boat is $125 an hour, 2 hour minimum. Most people have been going 3 and 4 hours.
Yeah. You know, we had a guy on the boat. He was an avid sailor when he was younger. He was 89, I think it was, birthday. And we took him out because he wanted to go sailing really bad. And I let him drive the boat.
Aww.
And he had the biggest, I let him wear my hat.
Right.
So for photos. And the people wrote back, they said, you know, it wasn't the most amazing thing for him. He had a smile ear to ear, you know, and it just made his birthday, his 89th birthday.
What a memory maker.
No, I'm sitting right next to him too.
Right. You know, and also if it's your birthday or a special anniversary, we give you a little surprise. We had these beautiful girls on the boat. It was her birthday. And actually, she booked from TikTok. She saw me on TikTok talking about SunKissCharters.com.
Oh, I remember.
Yeah. And so they went to Amazon. They got a bunch of cute little striped shirts. They had
All matching.
They were all matching with a little red scarf and sailor hats. What a cute idea. I got to put that photo on the website because it's so beautiful.
Yeah. I mean, we've had so many really cool trips with different people and you know, affect people differently. How are we on time? Are we doing good?
Yeah, we're good. We have until 9 o'clock.
I mean,
10 more minutes.
I had one lady, and this is probably one of the most heartfelt stories that I have with it that happened on the boat.
Right.
Who I guess they had their grandchild with them, and the grandchild was from a split home. The mom actually tried to kill the dad.
Jeez.
And the grandparents were raising him. Well, apparently, I didn't know all this when we were on the boat. And they first did a pontoon, or the sailboat, and then they did a pontoon the next day. And I looked at the grandma at the end. I said, so did he have a good time? And she told me the story of what happened with the parents. And she said, I want to tell you this. She goes, he learned more from you in 2 days than he has his parents his whole lifetime.
Wow. So you made an impression on that little boy.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I tell everybody, because you guys, I'm living my dream. Okay, this is what I wanted to do my whole life, and I'm doing it. I tell everybody with kids, I say, listen, if you can do anything that you would do absolutely for free every day. That you absolutely love it. I tell kids, and I go, I highly recommend doing whatever it takes to get you to that level. And do it, because it's a blast. It's a blast. You know, there's many nights I don't get sleep because I'm excited about my trip for the next day.
I know, that's exciting. When you really love your job and you have the opportunity to meet a lot of people from all over. Like, tell them where we've had them from.
Oh, I had a bunch of Swedish girls, which is another funny story, on the boat. And
from Sweden.
Oh, yeah. Well, years and years and years ago, 30 years ago, I was engaged to a girl from Sweden. So this is a funny, quick story.
Right.
And as I was boarding him, the last girl looked at me. And it's been 30 years since I was engaged to a Swedish girl. And but the last one looked at me and she said, where do I know you from? And I went, I've been around. And I just kind of smiled. But my first thought was, you know, could be her.
That's like a Hallmark movie.
Oh, yeah.
A movie of the week.
So they got on board the boat, and I asked him, I said, you know, what kind of music do you want? They want Swedish party music. And I was like, well, do you want to hear the band? Yes. Okay, Yes is what we know it as, but it's Yes. And she goes, how do you know Yes? And I said, well, years ago I was engaged to a Swedish girl. Now, the one that was the last one on the boat looked at me dead straight face.
Right.
Anger, hate, everything all at once, pointed at me and went, it was me. That's how I knew you. My whole stomach went, ooh, and I was like, and she started laughing. It wasn't.
Oh,
it was a whole, I looked at her and said, you got me. And they were dying laughing. Well, it was so funny.
We've had people from England. We've had people from Russia. We've had people, Ohio we get.
We actually had people from Russia and people from Ukraine.
Right.
Right after each other. And I told the people from Ukraine, I said, by the way, we had the trip from Russia and we donated all the money to the Ukraine.
What did they say?
They laughed.
Well, you know, it's so funny. Sometimes when I'm driving for Uber or Lyft, you know, and there's a thing called I Speak, and I thought I could actually have them translate, like Google Translate, you know, that you can talk to people. So they get in the car, and I do this I Speak. I go, "Hi, I'm Dawn, your driver. Now, to the right of you in your seat pocket, you can see a flyer for Sunkissed Charters." I go on, and then I press it, and it's in Spanish. I'm like, darn, am I good? They go, bueno, good. Gracias.
Well, you know, I will say this. We do have a good, really good response coming from the concierge and stuff at the hotels.
We want to thank Clark over there at the Opal Sands.
Oh, yeah. He's great.
Amazing.
He's actually great.
Oh, he's been supplying us with a lot of people. And who else?
It was a beautiful letter he wrote us about his last group.
It sure was.
Yeah, thanking us.
And then what are the other concierge? Lena over at the Hilton.
Oh, yeah. Lena. She, we're actually in their packet of the top things to do in Clearwater.
See, that's amazing. Out. Yeah,
that's just starting.
Yeah, her hotel lets her do that. Yeah. That's awesome. And we want to thank everyone for watching. We have 5 more minutes. Anything else? I want to thank anybody from TikTok Shop that has actually bought my sweater tonight, and it's super soft, super cozy, and I super love it. And I'm excited because I'm selling products on there. I just have to tell everyone, because I also bought this. You know what this is, Tommy?
Something to hold water?
No, somebody thought it was an urn at church. And it's not. It's a 100% cotton, no cotton, 100% copper. And they say don't drink out of plastic bottles anymore. This will help your blood pressure. This will help. I'll have another video with a tag on that. And actually, I do on my TikTok. And it helps with cholesterol, but you let the water sit in overnight. It's just regular water. It can turn into alkaline. And apparently, it is better healthy for you than the plastic bottles. See, how look at how heavy that is.
I use a Yeti.
A Yeti, of course.
Yeah, I use a Yeti.
Now people are talking about the Stanley Cups that have lead in it. All those Stanley Cups that were bought?
Lena's got one.
I don't know. Yeah. They're standing in line at Target. Oh gosh. So what is your heart's desire? What do you want to do? Like, is there any, like, where do you want to go on vacation, or what do you want to do?
Well, you know, eventually, your husband and I, and you and Lena, and possibly Christopher, we want to get a bigger boat and turn this business over to the kids and stuff to run it. And we want to go sail around the world.
That's what my husband's dream is, a catamaran.
I want to go see everything God put out there. I could see it on TV, but you can't smell it, you can't taste it, you can't swat away the mosquitoes.
Yeah.
But I want to go see everything that God put out there that's just gorgeous to see. I want to go climb stuff. I want to go treasure hunting. I want to do,
spend
a couple of years just go sailing and seeing all these different places in the world, meeting different cultures and...
I know. To say, you know what I want to do? I've been trying to do this with my husband. I'm like, he goes, "What do you want to do for our anniversary?" And I'm like, "I want to go to a cabin in North Carolina or Tennessee with a fireplace and a hot tub and just chill with snow and the dogs and just turn off the phones." He said, "But we have a business, sunkissedcharters.com." I don't think it's going to happen this year. Maybe next year. I want to see snow. He goes, "Go to the ice rink."
Lena's in the same. She wants to see snow. I mean,
oh, that would be fun. Maybe we could do that for Thanksgiving and everybody go and have a Thanksgiving in a cabin someplace.
She hits her year on February 13th at the Hilton.
Ooh.
And so her benefits get better.
Yeah.
So we get rooms.
You get really good deals on there. Well, I just want to say, like I said, thank you, Captain Tom, for being here. I had another guest that had to fly out of town. He couldn't make it. And I want to thank everybody from TikTok that has actually bought the sweater that is on the link right there and the gifts that you sent me. I really appreciate that from the heart. And also, we have another show called Miracle Stories. And I started that when my son passed away and people were sending me books and they died and went to heaven. And we have more testimonies coming around the corner with that and Hollywood Connections. If you want to get into show business, here's a little hint. Go to frontrunnercasting.com, sign up for free, and they can send you up for movies and commercials as well. And I do want to say thank you to Pastor Joe for all the prayer and all the miracles that are happening. And I just got, after I went to church, I started selling stuff on TikTok Shop and people are buying it. I'm like, that wasn't happening a couple weeks ago.
The day after I went back to church, I you know, where Pastor prayed over me, I ended up getting the Mercedes.
I know. He got a Mercedes. It looks brand new in a sunroof. Okay, remember, give God all the glory and honor. Be prayed up before you walk out of that house. Anything can happen. You're driving and angels protect you. And I just want to thank you for tuning in to this special with Hollywood Connections. God bless you. And thank you, Matt, for doing my engineer work. I know I sent him some last minute videos and he was amazing to get those up. And we'll see you next week with more miracle stories. I'm Dawn Reese and Captain Tom. SunKissCharters.com. Call 727-871-7788 and book your charter. And we don't have any cruises for Valentine's Day. You want to go out and enjoy and romance? There you go. Bye, everybody.